Monday, January 1st, happy new year, first dot today episode of 2024, and there's a lot going on at the moment because I just watched the Michigan Wolverines, my Michigan Wolverines. You may hear kids screaming in the background because it's bedtime and they're coming down from this adrenaline high too, feeding off of mine, because the Michigan Wolverines, my Michigan Wolverines, as I was saying, just advanced to the national championship game 1 week from tonight in Houston by beating the Alabama Crimson Tide in overtime. And, you know, this game really lived up to the hype in terms of just like having it all in terms of the hype with these two storied institutions and football behemoths in the Crimson Tide and the Wolverines. You think the winner of this game is going to be favored in the national title game against Texas or Washington, who are just kicking off right about now. But it was a tale of a couple different games, meaning in the first half, Michigan, I think, dominated. And like it was like, wow, this defense is fucking untouchable, and this team is just better. And unfortunately, that only led to a 13-10 halftime score, which is like you can't let a team with this type of talent like Alabama and this type of coaching hang around. So halftime, I was super nervous because of what I just said. No need to restate it. You just can't let them hang around. It was just too close for comfort, essentially. And then the second half, Alabama made their adjustments, and it seemed that Michigan, this vaunted defense, couldn't stop anything. For most of the second half, Alabama was kind of moving the ball at will. And then just a couple massive plays turned the tide, but then it didn't. Then there's a missed field goal. Like it was just a lot of drama, which led to a game tying drive by JJ McCarthy and the Wolverines, where the offense was basically dormant all second half. And all of a sudden, when it counted, they moved the ball, they moved the ball, and they moved the ball. Running. Quarterback sneak, couple passes, great plays, great catch by Roman Wilson, great fucking catch, and then a touchdown to tie it. And I wondered if they were going to go for one or two in regulation. They go for one, thinking they had the momentum, I guess, was Harbaugh's decision there. And a couple plays into overtime, start with the ball, Blake Corum to the house, a couple great runs by the kid. And then the pressure all falls back to Alabama, and then the defense just comes through when it needed to, really. I mean, very good chance this game could still be going on now until 1 a.m, the way that these teams were playing back and forth, and the talent on the field and the coaching is just like one of those games, you know. It's really one of those games that lived up to the hype, had the hype, lived up to the hype, and even more so because my guys won. Obviously, I probably wouldn't be as psyched right now if it went the other way. Nonetheless, the Wolverines play for a national title next week, 1 week from tonight. Hopefully their first national title, which would be their first since yours truly was a junior in Ann Arbor. And I'm sure I've told that story a few times, but we'll go back there another time, maybe in the next week. As we lead up to the big game. Anyway, hope you guys had a safe New Year's Eve. And I'm back in Roslyn a few days, then back to Costa Rica. And I'm psyched for this transition of the next week. Talk to you tomorrow.